Yes, we can.
Okay, I was asking that you confirm if you've completed the roll call.
We have.
Okay, we move on to item number two, the action item from the last meeting. Staff were to send a reminder to the different SEs and SOs to respond to the questionnaire. We have received additional responses this week. And I think we do have enough information to work with.
Fiona?
Yes?
I did not complete that action item. I was waiting to see if there was anything else to sort of batch them up before the Joburg meeting, and I will be sending that out along with something from the co-chairs later today. Thank you.
Thanks for the question, Bernard. We did, however, still receive some additional input from the business constituency and each other groups. I think there are two other additional inputs that came into our last call. Excuse me. Yes, and from the non-commercial stakeholders group. So we do have quite a bit of input that we've received. What I've basically done is try to put it into one sheet so that it's easy for the drafting team to be able to work on it. Action item two, the drafting team was to circulate an updated draft based on the results of the questionnaire and responses so far. I think this hasn't been done. From the discussion I have seen, the draft team is trying to go through all the different material, but I know that they have started looking through it. I just circulated a document just for the call. Sorry, it doesn't give you enough time to through, but it's basically copy-pasting of the different inputs from the different groups we have so far that we can know which group has responded and which one has not. Yes?
Yes, please, thank you.
I missed that.
You can't have that.
All right. We would like to remind everyone, if you're not speaking, please go on mute.
Okay, I think that's a bit better.
Hello?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Okay. Are we good to continue?
You can't have
Fiona.
Yes,
if you could turn off your speakers, I think we're getting quite a bit of feedback from you. When you're speaking, at least.
I am not on speaker. I'm speaking off my phone, and I'm not using the Adobe for speaking.
So you're not in the Adobe room?
I'm not speaking in the other bedroom. I'm speaking from my headset, the call-in, the bailout.
Okay.
The way you're speaking right now is very clear. Thank you.
Okay. Fine. So we can see. So action item two, drafting team, was to circulate and update the draft based on results of the questionnaire responses so far. This it has started, but it hasn't yet been completed. And they haven't yet sent this out because they're still discussing amongst themselves on how to best capture the information. So we need a few more days to be able to just do the first report and send it out. On action, agenda item number three, move on. To consider the input of the SEs and SOs for the report. And I was mentioning earlier that I have prepared a consolidation of the comments to help that the drafting team is well guided on the inputs received and to help them have to help everyone have all the information on one sheet. So basically, on that document, for those who have been able to receive it, we've got the first column that has questions. Then we've got the subsequent column with the responses. Bernard, I can see your hand is up.
Yes, thank you, Fiona. I was just going to mention, I spoke with the co-chairs yesterday about the deadline for submitting documents for the plenary on the 25th. And so right now our standard time is midnight UTC on Monday next week. If you don't think you're going to have a document by then, but are going to have a document maybe one or two days later, they have asked me that you ask for an extension, and they will grant it. But they would like it to be in writing that you will submit a document later if you don't meet the Monday deadline. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Bernard, because I think we might need to ask for that extension so that we can be able to put in what is on the Excel sheet presented to you. Basically, what is in your screen there needs to go into our document. And the reason I've put it that way so that the drafting team can be able to look and get an idea of the position on each of the questions you are asking, as well as get the specific input from each of the respective SEs and SOs. If you check your emails, you'll find a document titled Consolidated Comments, Diversity Questionnaire. And in that, I've captured all the responses to the questions. You'll notice under the GMSO, because they did not answer the specific questions, but gave an overview of how the GMSO is structured. So that is what I have made a note of, so that then the team can go through that and see out of that. But the constituencies of the GMSO are giving us responses. And their responses are very specific to the role that they play within ICANN. And it is therefore very clear and possible for us to determine whether the elements we have identified are relevant. Secondly, we are able to determine we are able to determine which additional elements needs to be considered. Third, we are able to identify how the different, whether or not, first of all, the different groups are measuring and tracking diversity and how they are doing. Then we are able also to see across the board what different places and places are doing to promote diversity in their membership, their participation, and their leadership. We are also able to see across the board whether or not there are educational and informational initiatives being undertaken to pursue and promote diversity awareness. And we are able to also know whether or not there are formal practices, whether written or unwritten policies that the different SOs use to promote diversity. We've had a few of the groups comment on other areas they think are important to diversity, so there's also additional information there that you can pick from. So using this, we are able to give an overview of status of diversity within ICANN at present and what is most emphasized. And so it should be possible and easy for the drafting team to be able to pick and document this into our report. And that is what now we'll be able to feed into the recommendations from areas we felt there may be need for recommendations and add additional recommendations or drop some of the recommendations we had thought needed to be considered. At this point in time, I'd like to open the floor for comments and observations on the responses and input we have received from the different SEs and SOs. Yes, Julie, I can see you raise your hand.
Thank you, Fiona. Julie Hammer speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes. You can.
Thank you. Just an observation of what I've seen so far in the responses. It's clear that diversity, as we've always suspected, means very different things in different groups. And we've always realised that, and the responses have confirmed that, for example, an element of diversity that is considered to be the most important one for one group is considered irrelevant by another group and they recommend that it be deleted. So I think that the take out of that I have is that we need to make sure that our conclusions and our recommendations recognise that great variability across the community, and we make sure that we're able to accommodate that those differences in a way that is still progressive and supportive of diversity, but realising that one size fits all and making very strict recommendations about what should or shouldn't be done in the future is unlikely to be well received. So I think we just need to keep in mind that subgroups within ICANN may have very different views to other groups, and we need to be inclusive of everyone while still encouraging the whole community in a direction that is more accommodating to a range of diversity elements. Thanks, Fiona.
Thanks, Julie. I totally agree with your input. I can see Cheryl, you have a comment. Please proceed.
Thank you, Fiona. Cheryl, for the record. I just wanted to come in and support Julie's comments. I think this is something that, well, several of us predicted at the very beginning of our process. But I think it's something that I wanted to underline because unless we make sure that recommendations drawn out of the observations we make from our input from the data sets that we're working with are embraced, I think is the best term I can come up with at this hour of the morning with only one cup of coffee, by the component parts of ICANN, you end up by setting up a system that is doomed to fail to get improvements. This is something that many of us who've worked in diversity and equity in the corporate world have seen time and time again over years, and I suppose I'm a little hypersensitive to it. Where people will, sure, of course we'll do that, and then they actually spend more time setting up ways to make it look like it's happening than let it happen at all. So let's make sure that whatever we do in terms of recommendation, we take the community with us, that they feel utterly and absolutely invested and engaged, because if that doesn't happen, all the well-meaning recommendations for the greater good in the world will, I'm afraid, be delayed. And that's not what most of us have signed up for. That's just me trying to frighten the life out of you all, I hope. Okay.
Thank you, Cheryl. I think let's see makes a lot of sense, because if we don't move along with the community, then we'll probably be creating that scenario where most messages look like a diversity is happening, but that does not necessarily mean it is happening. And the fact that there's a lot of variation from the different groups on what is important to their work with regard to diversity, I think that's also something very important that we need to bear in mind and ensure that we are able to give the different groups and the entire ICANN community room and flexibility to still work on enhancing diversity, but enough flexibility to allow them to maneuver through the various elements of diversity in relation to their role and their work at ICANN. Any other comments? Any issues that have been raised within the responses that anyone feels very strongly about, that we need to either pay attention to or be cautious on how we approach it? No comment? Now we did look at a bit of the input of the SAF, GAC, and Registrar Stakeholder Group during the last call. We have received additional input from Commercial Stakeholders Group, the Business Constituency. Are there any issues that they raise in response to the questions that anyone feels very strongly about? No hands up, no comments in the chat. In that case, I'll skip the team. We'll then task the drafting team to find a way of accommodating as much input as possible that has been received because of the diversity of the groups and the role they play within ICANN, that we can see how to give a holistic view of the current status of diversity within ICANN. So in that regard, I think Rafiq and I are going to have to get back to the drafting team and work with them for their work, the report, so that we can see if we can have a draft report out by Monday. However, we will proceed to ask for an extension from the court chairs to allow the drafting team more time to input the feedback into the report. I think with that, unless there is anything else anyone needs to raise, I will suggest to move on to the next agenda item, many other business. Yes, Bernard?
On the extension, as I mentioned earlier, the current date is 2359 Monday, UTC. I believe the maximum we're going to be able to allow, given people will start traveling, will be 2359 on Wednesday, just for your information. So you can get an extra 2 days if you ask for it.
Thank you, Bernard. We are going to ask for the extra 2 days. So we'll send an email.
Okay, so I will write that up right now and send it to the co-chairs and copy you, and
thank you. And
that'll be done.
Rafiq, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Any other issues we need to address? If there is nothing else, I'd like then to thank you for your time, and I am going to save you a couple of minutes, actually about half an hour, to go back to your normal activities, and I really appreciate your being able to participate in this call and in the discussion and your input. And look forward to seeing you in Joburg. I believe that we will not have a call next week, since most of the people will be traveling. That right, Bernard?
That is correct, ma'am.
Thank you. So I look forward to seeing you all in Johannesburg, and want to wish you a wonderful evening. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. And let me allow you to go back to your other activities. Bye for now.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everyone. Thanks, Sienna.
Bye.